Hello, my name is Sandra. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I just have a question. As far as eligibility, I am 66 years old, but I have a lot of health issues. And I noticed that online a while ago, they have an article saying that they're going to start letting the pharmacies do the give the vaccines like Walgreens and CVS, stuff like that. Now, when will I be, because they asked you to check with your state and see when you're going to be eligible. So when will I be eligible to do that?
I do apologize, sir. We don't have that information at this number. All we do at this number is provide you with testing sites in your city to be tested for COVID-19. Now, if you need any of that information, we recommend you go to the websites.
Okay, I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
I could give you those websites.
No, that's fine. I can do that. I appreciate your time, though. You're very sweet. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
You too. Now, we can give you the number to the vaccine appointment line, and you can call them. They can put you on a waiting list if you don't qualify yet.
Okay, hold on. Let me get that number from you. That might be useful. All right, go ahead and give it to me, please.
Yes, sir. It's 855.
855.
566.
Okay.
5333.
Okay, I got 855-566-5333, correct?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you again. Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You sure you don't need the websites?
No.
You already have them?
No, but I can figure that out. Let me just call this number and see what they say.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.